Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the show. On behalf of Disciple of City, I'm Todd Carlton, and this is the Toddcast. Friends, Disciple of City exists to equip Christians to become disciple-making disciples and live a kingdom culture lifestyle of evangelism in your everyday life. You can check out our website at discipleofcity.ca, where you will find a video series absolutely free. You can watch this yourself or you can use it in a group, and it has all the tools on how to share the gospel, how to pray for people, how to pray for healing, and so much more. That's at discipleofcity.ca. And friends, oftentimes on this podcast, I am talking about the United Hive, the power of testimonies and the ability to share and get our testimonies out to encourage one another. And as I talk about Disciple City today on this special episode, I have with me the creator of the creator of United Hive, Gabriel Paul Jackson. Bro,
I love you, Todd.
I love you, bro.
It's great to be here.
Hey, welcome.
In studio.
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to the Great White North, bro.
It's been an amazing few days for sure. Full of goodness. God's done some amazing things.
Like equip you with an abundance of Tim Hortons coffee?
Double doubles, large double doubles will be the death of me. I come back 10 pounds heavier, but full of spirit.
Right.
My wife loves it.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Not everyone would agree with that coffee choice, I'm sure. And actually, we actually shouldn't even really reference the name because they're not doing anything for our ministry. So we shouldn't be giving them a plug. We've been drinking coffee while you've been here.
Just plain coffee, no brand.
No brand, just coffee with a lot of cream and sugar. And soon we're going to have some maple syrup.
I'm honestly, I can't wait.
It's local, too, from this Secret Toddcast Studios, not far from here, just a couple miles, as you would say, up the road.
Straight out of the tree. Tapped straight.
Straight out of the tree. That's how we like to do it.
It's exciting.
So, dude, let's talk about, I'm sharing about the United Hive and encouraging the listeners to download the United Hive app. So let's chat about that and inform people what it is, how it began. Well, talk about, first of all, what it is in a nutshell, and then we can go back about how it all began for you.
Yeah, great. So United Hive is a testimony sharing app specifically for evangelism. And so it makes it really simple to share simple testimonies, kind of lifestyle evangelism. So, you know, when we're at the grocery store, when we're walking the dog, when we're at school, whatever the context is, when we step out to share Jesus, to pray for people, to, you know, tell someone that Jesus loves them, all the different things that happen in the kingdom of God. When those things happen, we're able to quickly share a testimony. And the way it works is it all kind of built around a map, and you drop a pin on the map. And as soon as it hits the map, basically it sends out a bunch of push notifications to every user in a certain kilometer radius. And this is a way that our testimony can be contagious. We have this, you know, slogan and phrase, faith is contagious. And it's just the sense that, you know, when God uses us, it's so powerful to tell others around us to stir the body of Christ that God actually wants to do it through them as well. And we firmly believe that every Christian, every person who says they believe in Jesus is called to be a witness. You know, and it's going to look different. The way Todd Carlton does it, the way Adam Shepsky, the way the team does it, it all might look very different. Same Jesus, same gospel, but the expression, I believe God wants to use every Christian in the unique way that they would present it or in the unique context or maybe through unique tools. But the reality is every Christian needs to open their mouth and share Jesus with people. And be like, have that heart posture where they're ready to step out and share Jesus. And so, you know, our app, we want to celebrate that. We want to celebrate obedience. And we really want Christians to be encouraged. You know, our world today is so full of negative news. And So I believe Christians should be the people that are so full of hope and faith because we're consumed with what God is doing on the planet. It's a great time to be a Christian on planet Earth. And I believe it's, you know, what's coming in the body of Christ, I believe is even going to get better. So, you know, I've probably said more than you wanted me to, but I really wanted to, I just felt to say some of this to every Christian. If you are not actively sharing the gospel already, I believe this app can help encourage you to start doing that. Because you're going to see things happening in your city that you're like, whoa, you know, God just healed someone at the grocery store down the street. No, it's not just for the pastor or for the evangelist. It's not just for things that happen on missions trips, or it's not just when we do big outreaches in our city, but actually it can be every day that we adventure with the Holy Spirit, and God wants to break through and touch a hurting world. So we're just building this thing, man. We want every Christian to get on there and be encouraged.
Amen. Dude, so why, what would you say to somebody, like if I'm listening to this, and why would I want this as well as, or instead of posting my testimonies to social media? Say a lot of people do that, right? A lot of people, we know a lot of people with Instagram accounts, Facebook, TikTok, all that. They're posting videos and their testimonies on that. Why would somebody want to do United Hive either as well as, or instead of, or let's say as well as, because they're still going to want to reach their, you know, sure, audience.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that United Hive and sharing testimonies, there's a sense on United Hive that it's about the community, and it's about stirring one another up. When I share a testimony on United Hive, yes, I'm doing it to kind of document for myself. So I have a history on there. I can see all of my testimonies, but actually I'm doing it for Todd Carlton. You know, I'm doing it for people that I know are going to see the stories. And my hope and my belief is that as I share my stories, that it's going to stir others up to do that. And I think that on other social media platforms, it's just so crowded with so much different content. And so this is very niche. It is very focused, but we're doing that very purposefully. So if you are someone who is interested in revival, if you want to see your city transformed, touched by God, if you want to grow in evangelism, learning practical ways to share the gospel and things like that, then this is a great app to have and to use. You know, if you're not interested in those things, you're probably not going to be very interested in our app. And, you know, maybe Facebook is a better place for you right now, and that's okay. But we'd encourage, I think, every Christian, you know, have whatever social media, but you should be getting a consistent dose of testimony in your life. It's so powerful.
Yeah, I totally agree. Testimonies are so powerful. And you know, even for us at Disciple City, where, you know, this is very much an everyday for us, and it's been long enough now that it's very comfortable, you know, sharing the gospel and whatnot. However, it's still, I find it personally, and I could speak for other people on the team too, I'm sure, it's still encouraging for us to hear of other people and their stories or whatever people, you know, whether we know them or not. And it's encouragement, you know, to even push myself even further. What if somebody downloads the app and, you know, they want the encouragement, but they're really super shy to share the gospel, and they've, you know, they're in a place where they kind of don't really know what to say, but they figure, okay, well, I'll download this app and, you know, check it out and follow some stories and stuff just to be encouraged in their own spirit. What can the app do to help them become gospel sharers as well?
Yeah, so there's a few things I would say with that. We actually just launched a whole kind of training side to the app. So we have awesome videos, actually many from Disciple City. So we, you know, we're partnered with Disciple City, and so we pull in some of your training content. And so I would say people can, we want to get people exposed to like different types of training content so that they can just start to wrestle with these questions. Hey, how should I share the gospel? There's different approaches, different strategies. So arming people with a kind of a myriad of tools, a myriad of ideas, you know, all biblically based, all biblically focused, but kind of giving people a variety. So that's one of the things I think is going to help. But also, I think that there's just something about seeing the variety of stories on United Hive that can help any person, regardless of where they're out on the spectrum, whether they're like a seasoned evangelist or they've never shared the gospel. And I believe that because my experience on like other social is that typically only the biggest stories get shared. And when I don't know about you, but when I see a story where it's like someone gets out of a wheelchair, I'm like, that's awesome. And then I also have this immediate thing in my head sometimes where it's like, I don't know that I could do that.
Right.
So, for example, if someone has never even stepped out and told someone that Jesus loves them and they're intimidated by that initial step of faith to say that, when they see someone getting out of a wheelchair or blind eyes open, or they see someone preaching on a street corner and, you know, 20 people come forward to get saved, those things seem very daunting and intimidating. And on United Hive platform, we built this very intentionally that there's a celebration of like really obedience. So there's a lot of stories on United Hive where it's not like a crazy, you know, huge story, if I could put it that way, because it's like someone stepped out, told someone Jesus loved them. Maybe there was a simple prayer, but nothing crazy happened, you know? And so sometimes we sow seeds in the harvest, right? We sow seeds, we talk to people. Sometimes we get rejected and we don't really know often what that seed is doing. But there's been so many encounters and so many stories where people say, hey, you're the third or fourth person to tell me that Jesus loves me in the past couple months. And so the first three people that sowed into that life felt rejected maybe. And they walked away being like, man, that was kind of a failed attempt at evangelism. The fourth person comes in, tells them the same thing. And then all of a sudden there's this conversation and maybe they lead them to the Lord. We don't know exactly what our seed is doing out there.
Yeah.
But what we do know is that it's powerful and the gospel is powerful and the name of Jesus is powerful. So I think that United Hive is especially helpful for people that I think are like trying to figure this thing out. They have a desire, but maybe they're not walking in it fully.
And you know, it's interesting what you said too. I just want to encourage whoever's listening, if they're just starting to do this or whatever, there is no failed attempt, right? It's like,
that's right.
You know, you're stepping out for the Lord, and you know, the worst sort of reaction of going forward and telling somebody Jesus loves them or trying to start a conversation, they get totally rejected. The person walks away. If you think about it, that person still at some point in their mind has to think, hey, this complete stranger came up with nothing to gain and you know, said this to me, right? So there is no failed attempt. And also it's almost like spiritual school. Hey, the Lord's just teaching us how to hear his voice and who to talk to, and you know,
absolutely,
they're all just little steps in getting you stronger.
Yeah, I think that's so important, and that's the kind of culture that we're really wanting to build on the platform. It really is a celebration of that obedience and not the overly obsessed around outcomes. I think when we focus too much on outcomes, it can do some bad things internally. I even think that there's a tendency to be too quick to judge fruit.
Yeah.
You know, people kind of forget like in their own life that God was working on them over the course of many, many years. And yet they don't give the same grace to a new believer or someone that is just hearing the gospel for the first time. They're like, well, they rejected it, yeah. You know, and it's kind of,
guess it's not meant for me, yeah, to share,
or, you know, whatever it is, or they pray for someone and maybe someone accepts Christ or there's a genuine moment, but then the person falls back into struggling, or they fall away, or they don't text them back, or they don't show up at church. And we can feel like that's a failure. And I've just come to learn that I just have such confidence in God's pursuit of people that I think, man, like, over the course of my life, many people, God has brought many people into my life to help disciple me, help get me to a new level. And it wasn't just all the same person. And so God's going to do, like, maybe you're, Todd, you're part of one, you know, section of this person's journey, but God's going to send someone else.
Yeah.
So we have a big God that is pursuing people, that loves people, wants to see people redeemed and saved more than we do. So I think God is, the seed is powerful.
This just came back to me. At the very beginning, you talked about someone can drop a pin and it'll automatically send push notifications for people in a certain radius. Some people might be like, oh, I'm out. I don't want push notifications. The last thing I need is more notifications on my phone. How can you... You can control that on the app.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can control your settings. You can control a lot of things, what types of notifications, the kilometer radius of notifications. And, you know, of course, every phone, you can turn off your notifications on any app as well. So there's a lot of ways to control that.
And you can follow people similarly to other social media.
Yes, correct. Stuff. Yeah, you can follow individuals, comment on stories, you know, so we really want people to be able to build that community and engage. So it's not just, you know, people aren't just sharing stories into kind of the ether. There's people around the world that are going to be encouraged, going to see your stories. And actually, I think it can be a really fun way to just meet other people, even in your city, that are doing some of this stuff that you don't even know. So I feel like it's a way to break down some of the silos and walls that exist. Even in small communities, that there can be that sense, right, of, hey, this person goes to that church and I go to this church, and we each have our own outreaches and we each do our own things. But I always ask pastors, you know, what is happening Sunday to Sunday? What's happening between the Sundays in your congregation? Well, this is a way that we can actually see what's happening Sunday to Sunday. We can see that stuff, and you can start to see other people that maybe you don't know yet, but hey, let's go to outreach together. It breaks down some of the walls, and I think it promotes unity. And that's one of the other things that's sort of a pillar for us, is I think this is something, it's why we call it United Hive. There's one body of Christ. You know, there's many expressions, there's many different church buildings, there's many different denominations, but those that follow Jesus, we're one global body of Christ. So I think we can really kind of rally together, and if we could work together and be activated together, there's no stopping the body of Christ.
You know what I really enjoy too is... you know, I guess in the beginning for me, just scrolling through and reading a bunch of testimonies from around the world, and you know, some of them, I don't know, I just felt drawn to them and started following. You know, there's somebody in South Africa that I just started following because her, I don't know, her testimonies were just like, they were really intriguing to me. So, you know, it's not only following people locally and being encouraged about what's going on in our own backyard or our own country, but it's just fascinating to find out or to see, hey, this is actually going on in South Africa. This is going on in the Ukraine, right? With, you know, different people and stuff that we follow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, I'm quite engaged on the app, you know, myself, as you know, and that has been so fun. I think we have sometimes a perception of certain places. And, you know, have you ever heard someone say something like, well, yeah, you don't know my city, though. The ground is too hard there, or something like that. And one of the things that for me personally, this app has done is it's completely shifted my mindset about that kind of thing. Because I would say the same thing about my city, my area in Portland, Oregon. And what you find is it's amazing when you look at some of these areas, like the red light district in Amsterdam. You might say, what is God doing in the red light district in Amsterdam, you know, where there's open prostitution and all this stuff happening? Well, I'll tell you what God's doing. While the enemy is parading people and bringing people into bondage, there's a group of Christians that go into the red light district every week and share the gospel. And so we see stories of healing and salvation happening right there in the red light district. These are the types of things the church, and by the church, I just mean the body of Christ, people, individuals, those that are listening to this, we need to know that Jesus is alive, that he is moving, and hell will not stop the gospel. And the darker a city is, you know, I would just argue, man, it is so ripe for a move of God. But the move of God, it, you know, we're often waiting for that. When I believe often God is saying, are you willing to go into your city and preach the gospel? Are you willing to go into the dark places and preach the gospel? And so, you know, we've seen testimonies coming out of like Antifa riots and all sorts of stuff like that. And God is moving. You know, we just had a story of a dead raising in Mexico. And there's just such a variety of testimonies, everything from that to, you know, again, someone stepping out for the first time at a grocery store to share Jesus. So it's really everything, you know, in between that. But yeah, man, it's just time to, for the body of Christ to just actually do this stuff.
So you're not dropping a dead raising story and not sharing that. So share that story quickly before somebody just says, okay, got weird, I'm out, and stops listening. This is pretty cool. Please share that story.
So that was actually just yesterday, and I got a push notification. I was driving. I saw this notification, and this is from a missionary in Mexico. I don't know him personally, but his stories are just always phenomenal. I'm reading this story, and basically someone's mom, like a family's mom, had just died, and she had been dead for like 30 minutes, and he was ministering to the family, and he actually led the entire family to Jesus. So it was like already, it was like this epic testimony. But then he felt strongly that he should pray for the mom. And in the testimony, he said like the nurse comes kind of running out and she's like in shock. And then the doctor comes out and he's like shaking his head. And the mom came back to life.
Come on.
After, you know, he said 30 minutes or whatever it had been that she had actually been dead.
So this is in the hospital.
Well, I actually don't know if it was in a hospital or at a house. I really don't know. But probably in a hospital, given there's a doctor and a nurse there, I would assume.
Yeah.
So this kind of stuff, you know, I believe, you know, the Bible makes it seem normal. Hey, these signs will follow them that believe. Yeah. And it talks about people being raised from the dead. And we're like, and Jesus modeled that with Lazarus and many others. So there's a precedent for this biblically, but it's so rare from what I can tell. We don't see it a lot, especially in the West. You know, people pass away and it's like they're right, you know, in the hospital and they go straight to the morgue. And, you know, there's the whole kind of, it's almost like a rushed thing. And many people are not even in a place where they would believe to step out to pray for someone that's passed away. You know, it almost is like almost disrespectful, or, hey, you know, like there's a little bit of, it can be awkward or there's tension there. So I just love the fact that Jerry, this missionary in Mexico, just drops this, you know, kind of casually. Yeah. And he says that they've seen other people raised from the dead as well.
Wow. That's amazing. So friends, this is the extreme end of the testimonies on United Hive app, right? It's typically encouragement of people sharing the gospel. Some people gave their lives to the Lord, or they saw somebody come to the Lord and baptize them, or people were healed of different things, pain and whatnot. This is the kind of the typical. So this is just as you're listening to this, that's a very extreme story. And the first, right? The first one of that on the hive.
But I think that, you know, an image that God has sort of given me on this is, because when I read these stories, I think it does confront something in us. One, you're kind of like, is this true? Like, did this actually happen? Right. So there's like that element of like, maybe you're skeptical or you don't know what to believe because you don't know this person that's sharing it. But the Lord spoke to my heart about this and said that United Hive would be like a faith greenhouse. Hmm. And, you know, we know just that a greenhouse, there's a protective environment where things can accelerate and things can grow. And it's sort of protected in it. There's just perfect environment for growth. And so I feel like in this, because everything is focused on story and we're being inundated with stories, you know, that has a way of accelerating your faith. If you're reading this kind of stuff on a daily basis and you're being stretched and you're being challenged and you're like, hey, I'm going to go read my Bible and see like, yeah, I want to read the stories of Jesus raising the dead or the disciples or whatever. Like you want to read these stories. You want to read historical accounts of this. I think United Hive is going to, I think we're going to see more and more stories that start to actually challenge and stretch the body of Christ to believe again at what is normal, what should be normal in the body of Christ. And so you're right, Todd, that this is the first. I think it's the first of many, but most of the stories are just those everyday moments of people stepping out to share Jesus.
Which are all fantastic stories, right? It's a victory when somebody steps out and shares the gospel for the first time.
That's right.
It's a victory when someone prays for somebody for the first time. It's a victory when somebody prays healing over someone for the first time. And obviously, all heaven rejoices when one soul gets saved, right? That's so right. It's all great. Talking about other countries, how easy is it if, you know, okay, I get on the thing and I'm sort of following people, maybe I'm scrolling, but what if I really want to, I'm curious about a certain area, you know, Ukraine, Russia, all that's going on now. What if I'm curious about if there's anything short of like scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, how can I nav and find out what's going on there?
Yeah. So, I mean, with our map feature on the app, you can really easily go to other countries and see what's going on in those countries. You can see the pins on the map. You can, you know, you can zoom in, you can take a look at those stories. Obviously you can follow users that are in those areas. So that would be a good way to do that if you're interested. And, you know, so that's one of the biggest things. We have the app, it's translated into, I think, 7 or 8 other languages right now as well. And so when someone shares a story in, you know, Dutch or French or Spanish or something along those lines, you're able to translate those stories. If your phone's in English, as an example, you can translate that story into English as well. So this is definitely a global app. We have, you know, almost 10,000 stories shared now in over 40 countries. So there is a, you know, almost immediately when we launched the app, there was a lot of activity in Europe, especially, and South Africa. You mentioned South Africa. So it's so fascinating all of a sudden to have a bigger view of like, man, what is God doing? And maybe God's putting a country on your heart. And so that's another reason you might say, man, I'm interested in Ireland, or I'm interested in Japan or some of these other countries. And I want to zoom in on that area and kind of see, okay, what is God already doing? And if there's not a lot of activity there, well, you know, maybe you're going to be someone that helps pioneer and lead the way. You know, many evangelists or many people that are doing this, one of the common things I hear is they feel alone. They feel alone. And it's very much on my heart that evangelists would never feel alone again. You know, they may be one of the only people that are super active, sometimes at their churches, or maybe they live in a small town and they feel like, man, I am quite alone out here. And they feel that. And that can be a legitimate reality for some. I hope that with this community that they never feel that again, that they can actually start to genuinely connect. And we've had evangelists from different parts of the world, or again, just people that are interested in evangelism, that start to connect, follow one another, direct message one another on the app. start to build relationship and friendship and keep stirring one another up to good works and stepping out like the Bible says. So that's been really fun to see.
That's awesome. So now, friends, we, like Gabriel had said, we partner, United Hive partners with Disciple City, Disciple City with United Hive. So we're, you know, promoting the app wherever we do trainings. There's, I think there's even a link on our website. I know it's there on the website. I think there's a quick link for it too, to download it on the website. And some of our training videos that I spoke of at the beginning of this show, where you can access the whole series of our training videos, are on our website at disciplecity.ca, but there's also clips of stuff more specific to doing outreach on the Hive. But you also have now opened up something for events, for promoting events for different ministries. Can you just share about that a bit?
Yeah. So we've set up the ability for churches or other organizations to actually create an organization account on the app. And that gives them access to be able to submit events and post events on the app. And with that, it's really my heart again to provide lots of ways that people can get trained, get equipped, whether that's through videos or actually going to an event, you know, just like the Kingdom Come events or an EDS event through Disciple of City or whatever it is. We really want to get those events out there and want to get the body of Christ trained and equipped in all the different ways, or even just, you know, worship nights, things that can be catalytic or people can encounter the Holy Spirit or these kind of events. We're really excited to see that grow. Again, other social media, there's other event platforms, but they're kind of littered with, you know, a million different types of events. And on United Hive, we want to really focus on this world of evangelism and training and equipping and really arming the body of Christ to go do this stuff.
And, hey, sometimes, you know, just going back to the posting, sometimes you forget, right, to post stuff. Because you can do pictures and video, or you can just do a simple post, which, just speaking of which, I share this, friends, because Gabriel and I were out for a late lunch yesterday, and we prayed for one of the staff who got healed of some wrist pain and her facial expression. It's one of those moments where, man, I wish that was videotaped, right? Because her reaction was so genuine.
That was fun when she, and then her friends that are all watching, by the way, like all the other staff are standing there, and she's like, no, seriously, it's gone. The pain's gone. And she's moving her wrist and she's just, and she was like, thank you so much. Like, she was so, like, genuinely happy and thankful that you went up to her and shared that. And I love too, because remember how you walked up and you first talked to that guy and you said, hey, do you have any pain in your wrist? And he was like, no. And then the other guy said no. And it's kind of like you might have felt in that moment like, man, maybe I missed the word of knowledge. But then they're like, they like point to the girl or something. And they're like,
they asked her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun. So yeah, you need to get that on United Hive, Todd.
Yeah. Well, I just bring it up not only to share the testimony, but just for the fact that, you know, there might be people out there that are sharing or whatever. And, but even us, you know, I'm with the United Hive guy. We have a testimony to share. We missed the opportunity to get a picture with her, because most of the time in those situations, people are so willing to take a picture. We didn't video it, and that's okay, because sometimes, like, a lot of people video stuff, and I don't know, it seems awkward to me to video, unless you have somebody like, you know, our good friend Lynn Marie, who her husband has the stuff, and it kind of looks like they're doing something, so that's kind of a little bit different, right, than as opposed to you and me are hanging out, and one of us just busts out our phone and starts filming. Always people are like, what are you doing? It's kind of weird, right? But anyways, I just share that to say that, you know, it's never a missed opportunity to share a testimony, because we can go and post that today without a picture and still share. And what I find really neat about it, bro, is that when you share your testimonies on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, Facebook, you're sharing to your followers. But if you share your story on United Hive, you're sharing to the body, you're sharing to whoever people are not necessarily well, they're not following you, they're strangers. More people, I think, can be encouraged and equipped through the Hive than following us on our socials, if that's what you do. And if you don't do anything on socials, then this is a great, great tool and thing for you to have.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'd love to have you come on, and we'd love to encourage you along the way.
Amen. Yeah. Gabriel, we should go share the gospel.
Yeah, we should.
Because there's nobody in the studio to share the gospel with, so we should.
We need to find some people, don't we?
Need to find some people.
Yeah, and then we'll share them on United Hive this time.
Yeah.
So
I think there might be some people we could share with that coffee place that'll go nameless, but that we'll go and we'll pick up a coffee.
That sounds really... I need a coffee right now.
Yeah, that
place. I'm dragging a little bit.
That place. Friends, you can download the United Hive app where you get apps.
Yeah. Anywhere you get apps, you're going to just search United Hive, and you're going to find the app. It's a free app.
And I'm wearing the t-shirt, so when the photo that comes along with this... with this podcast, I'm wearing the t-shirt of the symbol.
Good on you.
Thank you. It's nice. It's very nice. I actually get questions about what this is, which is good. So I like to wear this when I fly in airplanes too, and just try to engage in conversation.
Yeah. People think I make honey.
Yeah.
And then I tell them, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Heavenly honey.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome. Well, thanks, man. Thanks.
It's
thanks.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for staying and all that. Bro, just let's close this out the way I like to do it, and just share what would you like to see happen with the Hive in the next few months, or the next 6 months, say?
Yeah. You know, to me, United Hive has never been about the numbers. It's never been about any of that. But at the same time, I desperately want to see the body of Christ awakened. And that is about the numbers. You know, there's 2 billion some Christians around the world. And so few actually share the gospel. And so for me, it is about the numbers in that sense. Like, I want a bigger percentage of the body of Christ to be awakened and activated and trained to reach people in their everyday life. So I just want to see more of that. Hard to even quantify, but let's just double it, triple it, you know, 100 times this thing, and see our cities actually flooded with people sharing the gospel every day. So that's what I'd love to see.
Amen. Thanks a lot, Gabriel. Appreciate you, bro.
Love you, Todd.
Love you, bro. Take care, my friend. The Great Commission, friends, we're called to go. It's not just for the super vocal, bold proclamation evangelist. It's for us all. We were told to go and share, and we don't want anything. And like Gabriel said, it's not about numbers, but it is. You know, it's not about trying to get numbers for us, but it's so many people are hurt and broken in this world, and we just have good news. We don't want anything from anybody. You know, when you go out, it's like, we're not after money. We're not after any of that. We just want to share the good news, because if God has touched your heart the way he's touched mine and so many others, how can you not want to share that in whatever way? So friends, myself, Gabriel, we just encourage you to get out there, to share the gospel, to ask God to show you somebody who's ready to hear, whether it's 2-3 minutes or a big long conversation, but get out there and share, because people need to hear the truth that they are loved and he is the king.